With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello and welcome. It's our number two, hour two of our radio show as we traverse the NFL headlines and the big story in LA, a coaching extension. What does Sean McVay's new contract from the Rams mean, other than the obvious? And where does Sean McVay rank among the current crop of 32 NFL head coaches? How long does Sean McVay end up staying with the Rams? We take a look at all of those angles and more right now in our number two. Here it is. Pay the man. Well, they did. They paid the man. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, hand in hand, as we have a gab fest coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and smashingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the cosmos. Hanging out on a little blue marble, spinning around the Milky Way. And you're also hanging out here, the Fox Sports Radio studios, at a secret location somewhere inside whatever device you're listening to. So our lead this hour coming from La La Land. Play the hits, my man, play the hits. Football has been very, very good to me. So rather nonchalantly, Sean McVay let the cat out of the bag, or let some dead presidents out of the bag, as he made a big revelation. I don't know if you saw this or not. Maybe not. Maybe you were doing some other stuff. So Coach Sean McVay confirming the rumors are true. What were those rumors? Well, he has put the finishing touches, crossing the T's, dotting the I's on a contract extension for mega, 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 mega millions, as he will continue for the foreseeable future as the head coach of the reigning Super Bowl champion LA Rams. You can ram it all day. You can ram it all night. Apparently, you can ram it at the bank as well. McVay did not give out the contract details, but it is believed to be for more money than you have and I have combined. And so he will continue to wear the Ram merchandise on the sidelines and do his thing, as we said, for at least the near future. So the question, as we discussed, the question, what does Sean McVay's contract extension ultimately mean other than the obvious? So I've got dinner cruise, leapfrogged, and expiration date. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make bacon-wrapped street hot dogs, which is the number one food in Los Angeles. Anybody in L.A., ever visited L.A., you leave a sporting event, and there are a bunch of people in, with carts, and it's not the most, clean way to cook a hot dog, but they cook hot dogs, bacon-wrapped
hot dogs.
It smells
delicious.
It smells good, and apparently it's very delicious. So anyway, all right. Number one. My first thought when I heard the news here that, man, this is a bad day. It's a bad day. Not for the Rams. Not for me. It's a bad day for the trolls because this is a body blow, body blow, body blow. You guys, and you know who you are, you guys that love to bust my balls with the Rams and all this nonsense with the Super Bowl, well, you would not allow me to enjoy it. You told me moments after the Super Bowl, Sean McVay is gone. Remember, in the lead up to the Super Bowl, the rumors popped up that McVay was going to go do television. And you told me. I have the emails. I have the evidence. Burned out. He's a TV guy. He's not a coach anymore. He'll be hanging out in the Amazon like Tarzan in the Amazon. You told me that. Now, we never bought that storyline. Supposedly you did, or either that or you just tried to bust my chops. Seemingly, many of you were gullible. You took it lock, stock, and barrel. But Sean McVay has validated our belief all along. Now, what this contract extension means is that Sean McVay and owner Stan Kroenke have gone on a nice sunset sail. They've had a dinner cruise, and they have renewed the wedding vows at a much higher price point, at a much higher price point. Now, page two. Where does Sean McVay rank among the current crop of NFL coaches? So as you know, we do not do List Radio. List Radio is pathetic. It's below us. We don't believe in List Radio. And so I can't tell you on a list where Sean McVay ranks because that's what the daytime guys do. We're overnights. Nevertheless, if you pull back the curtain, I will tell you on Big Ben's Big Board, which is not a list. It's Big Ben's Big Board. Of NFL coaches. The top five on the big board right now, it's all lit up here in the studio. You've got number five, Mike Tomlin from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Every year they got a good team in Pittsburgh. Not a great team, but a good team. Sometimes good, really good. John Harbaugh from our buddy Sports with Coleman's Ravens. Similar concept to Tomlin. Consistent performance. Last year was not great, but better than most. And on the big board, number three, Andy Reid. Big Red. Andy Reid, number three. Sean McVay is only number two. He is number two, and the big board, number one on the big board. That would be the curmudgeon of coaches, Bill Belichick. That's it. That's all on the big board. Not a list. Big board. Not a list. Big board. But Sean McVay has played leapfrog. He's leapfrogged everyone else in the NFL this side of Belichick. And Andy Reid was ahead of him on the big board, John Harbaugh ahead of him, but McVay's now past him. And Sean McVay, if he was an animal, he would be a unicorn. That's the animal. And the Rams, listen, you got to understand, they were in such a deep, dark place, and they needed young blood. They had that stooge, Jeff Fisher, as the coach there, 7-9. I'm sick and tired of going 7-9. And if he only had waited a couple years, he could have changed that because the NFL added the extra game. But anyway, I digress. So the Rams needed somebody fresh. They never, I promise you, I've talked to people that work for the Rams. They never imagined that they would stumble in on one of the great coaches of this generation. It was a total shot in the dark. Sean McVay was a disciple of, compared to John Gruden, I guess that name's been canceled now by polite society in the NFL, but he was a high-energy guy and had people either loved McVay or they hated him. There was no middle ground on McVay because how he bounced around and all that. And it was, as we said, it was a shot in the dark, but you don't know what you don't know. And McVay took the franchise from sin to salvation. The great resurrection of the Ram franchise. And now the Rams are one or two in the entire NFL in franchise value. And much of that is on the work of Sean McVay. And obviously the players, which are the ones on the field, but McVay calling the shots. And he helped guide the team now to a not one but two Super Bowls, including a Super Bowl appearance with Jared Goff. That is hocus pocus. That is sleight of hand. That is Houdini is what that is. You get to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Now, some will say, hey, he was the number one pick. Number one pick, Jared Goff. Unbelievable. Come on. And he played like a dog with fleas in the NFL up until Sean McVay would spoon-feed him. And then McVay showed that he has the Midas touch, that it was not just a fluke. Taking Matthew Stafford from the Lions, the Motor City Kitties, taking him out of Detroit from rags to riches as he leaves the Lions, goes and wins the Super Bowl in L.A. And you wonder how much McVay was able to finagle out of Stan Kroenke. There is no salary cap for coaches. There really should be no salary cap in general in the NFL because you can move numbers around and all that. But how important is it? Stan Kroenke's a guy that's not very public. He owns a bunch of professional sports teams, including the Rams are part of his portfolio. Obviously, the Denver Nuggets, the Colorado Avalanche. He owns Premier League Soccer Club, I believe. So he's got a lot of things going on. He's juggling a lot of balls. Got a lot of balls there. And he's also worth a gazillion dollars, $10.7 billion. $10.7 billion. The Rams franchise value has gone up if he ever decides to sell it. So what are we looking at there? How much you pay Sean McVay? I don't know. I assume it'll come out here at some point. Somebody will get that information. But Stan Kroenke, 75 years old now, and all these sports teams, and the things are going well for Stan. The Avalanche, the Rams, not so much for the Nuggets. Oh, they're a contender. They're hanging around. All right, final point. How long does Sean McVay stay with the Rams? Now, Koopa Loop asked me this on a Mallard of the Third Degree a while back. It's the great mystery. At some point, things will start to rot. Everything rots. Nothing lasts forever. Everything is temporary. We are going to enjoy the ride, though, before the wheels fall off. And the Rams have been one step ahead, and I'm a salary cap truther, so I think they can keep going on that. The problem the Rams are going to have is eventually some of the players they bet on are not going to live up to the contract. They're going to fall into a ditch. And that's the real litmus test. Does Sean McVay want to stick around when things do take a downturn? And does he want to stick through it? Coaching in the NFL is like jumping on a merry-go-round. Round and round and round and round go the merry-go-round. And you can hold on. You can hold on really tight. And it's a white-knuckle ride. And you'll enjoy it. But eventually, it spins faster and faster until you get dumped, no matter how good you are. And that's the thing. Everyone's got an expiration date. You look at Bill Belichick as reference. We're going to talk more about the Patriots later, but he is getting body slammed right now, Belichick, as the village idiot, because New England's had some bad practices. So now Belichick's lost his ways, senile and all that, and people are starting to murmur that Belichick's about to be forced out. Good luck on that. It was Phil Jackson. I think Parcells also said something similar about long-term coaches, where the players are the ones that will let you know. And Phil Jackson used to talk about the fact that at some point people would just tune you out, and they'll stop listening to your bullcrap. and then you have to do something else. You have to go to a different team, get new people. But McVay, you look at the age and all that, you're like, well, Sean McVay, at his age, and the coaching game, you usually don't really get going in coaching until your mid-40s. Sean McVay's 36. So you could say, if he started coaching in another 10 years, you say, okay, all right, you could go 20 years from mid-40s to mid-60s. So then you're looking at another 30 years right now, and he's been the Ram coach since 2017. So he's already been there for 5 years. So he has a legit shot of all-time win thing, if he wants it. But the problem, he makes so much money. Like, what do you do? And the money's insane. You know, you can get a yacht and be like Dan Snyder and in France doing your thing, knock yourself out, that whole deal. All right, is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part of the program, you can join us here. The lines are open for you at 877-99 on Fox. It's 877-996-6369. You can be part of the radio program. Also on Twitter. I see some big names on hold, by the way. On Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller if you want to be part of the radio program. If you're with us for the full journey through the overnight hours, we will have later this hour, we've got Maller to the third degree, too much or not enough. Next hour, we'll go into the kitchen, also cooking with Roberto. And we have Password, the word game of the stars. We'll take guesses on how Eddie's going to cheat at that game. See what he comes up with there. Globally quotable. Globally quotable. We'll get to that, and we will do it next. Altuve! F. Altuve! F. Altuve! F. Altuve! F. him! F. him!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Well, it's late at night. Alley cats are creeping. They're looking for some place to go.
We provide over 70,000 seconds of unique content per week on The Ben Maller Show. 14,400 seconds each night. That's a lot to digest. Now you don't have to miss a moment. Thanks to podcasting. Go back and eavesdrop on those classic zany episodes at your convenience. Help The Ben Maller Show podcast skyrocket up the charts. It's available for free on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and aggravate the corporate muckety-mucks. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
No, globally quotable. We'll get to that as I talk over a vocal. But it's a legend. Oh, we had a great year for songs in 2021. Amazing. It just ain't the same. So far, I mean, okay, it's slowed down a little bit, but we knew it was slowed down. We couldn't keep up that kind of pace. We began this hour with a spicy hot Sean McVay Maller monologue as he gets his contract from the Rams. We don't know how much he's getting, but he's getting a good amount of money. And he will continue to ram it all day, and he will continue to ram it all night. That's how that works. So he's good to go in that particular department. And the Maller militia chiming in, always with much to say here. Although I did see, I wanted to mention this before I forget, because Chip in the Q's, going back to last hour, he was upset with my anti-Yankee references. He says, I realize you are a Dodger homer, but try to be fair. Take comparable players to Stanton, Carpenter, and Rizzo off of any team and see how well their offense does and against the other team's best pitcher.
Well, take away Bueller, Kershaw, Dustin May, and from your pitching staff and see how your pitching staff does.
Chip, you're doing whataboutism, Chip. Bad job by you. Wasn't Mookie Betts out for some time also? I believe he missed
a
chunk of time, right? And if you want to dig even deeper, Chip, you want to get into a hard-o baseball conversation, like a sporty baseball conversation, let's take a look at that Dodger lineup, how this team has the top record in baseball. Look at some of those seasons. You think Max Muncy's having a career year right in the middle of that Dodger lineup? How's that working out?
He's starting to heat up, though.
He's played a little better. I love that these guys can take half a season off and it doesn't matter. You know, imagine if I said, you know what?
Ben set out this next month.
Like tonight, I'd be like, you know, the first 2 hours are going to blow, but I'll do okay. Like the last hour, the third hour will be average. The last hour is going to be fine. They'd say, what's wrong with you? What are you, a loser? Cody Bellinger hitting .212. Gallo, who they just picked up, who's hitting .162 from your Yankees. Muncy's hitting .178. And these guys are playing. Well, Gallo hasn't, but Bellinger and Muncy have been in there for good chunks of time. Muncy was hurt. But, man, anyway, all right, let's go to the phones. And let's say hello to Paul in Rhode Island, affectionately known on this show as Plastered Paul. Hello, Paul.
It's actually top shelf, Paul, but it's okay.
No, no, it's red breast, Paul.
Red breast, that's fine. Listen, I'm going to start with this. First of all, congratulations to Ian Valico Church. Now they own two football teams.
Huh? What?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
The Evangelical Church.
Evangelical Church.
Yes.
Okay.
The Evangelicals, yes.
Oh.
They own two football teams, the Houston Texans. Now they own the Broncos. Congratulations.
I didn't realize that.
You got a lot of money.
Hold on.
Thank you, Jesus!
Hold on. Let me check. I'm checking the press release. It does not say a church bought the Broncos.
You know very well what I'm talking about. You know very well what I'm talking about.
Do I need to go to confessional? I don't see it here. I don't know what happened.
They don't go to confessional.
I don't think I'm allowed to go to confessional.
They just packed 22,000 people in the church.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Let's go to baseball. Go Padres, of course, my second team. And let's hope that the Red Sox don't even get a taste of the wild card.
No. You told me Red Sox and Padres. You said that on the radio show. You said that. You've got to stick to your prediction.
I am. I'm still hoping that we will do it.
The Red Sox are only 5 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays for the final wild card.
There's 40 games left, Ben. Relax. If the pattern of the Super Bowl, whoever is hosting the pattern is going to the Super Bowl, I guess I'm going to try to go with the Rams and my Matthew Stafford, of course, and the Raiders. Should I predict $4,000 on this bullshit? I don't know.
Oh, you can't actually say that.
I'm sorry.
I know.
But I'm gonna guess if there's a pattern of the Super Bowl in the last 3 years.
Are you asking me whether you should put $4,000 on a Super Bowl bet? I would tell you with no financial training, I just do an overnight show. I don't know your money situation. But I'm guessing you don't have $4,000 laying around that you just have as funny money.
I do have $4,000 from Game 5 of the Celtics.
But here's the problem with these long-term bets. You got to lock that money up until February. You really want that money locked up until February? That's a lot of money.
You are correct. I'm gonna hold it out. Yes.
All right.
I just think that all second place teams, they might just be aware of hosting. Not kind of, but imagine New Orleans second. Imagine the Raiders second.
I'm imagining a lot of things
Patriots,
here.
My Patriots will come in second. I think they're decoying us with all these problems in practice. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to talk more about the Pats later. I don't buy the stories either. I think these are being embellished for ratings purposes, shall we say. Not to say that they haven't had some bad practices, but it's practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. And why do we get so worked up?
I know.
I don't get it. I don't get the – it's like having a bad spring training game. Do you really care about a bad spring training game? No, who cares? But people get worked up over this stuff into a lather. Anything else? Is that it, Paul? Are you done? I think we've moved on from Paul. Yeah. All right, we'll keep it going. 877-99 on Fox. That opens up a line for the first time in a long time at 877-996-6369. So globally quotable. This comes from the Aussie guy. That's right, the Aussie guy. One of the hosts of the Mallertown podcast. Winner of the 2020 Ben Maller Talent Show, before it was called the Mallerpalooza, as the international caller. And the Aussie guy, who also produces that Mallertown podcast, points out that Fox Sports Australia, not to be confused with Fox Sports in the United States, but Fox Sports Australia, he says here, knows where to go for quality quotes about Ben Simmons, straight to a Maller monologue, and he took a screenshot here, and I'm not sure when this story was published, but it says, headline, NBA 2022, something about Ben Simmons, and then it's just dot, 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 dot. But I am quoted multiple times. It says here, sports radio host Ben Maller believed that it was just an excuse for the Melbourne-born talent to leave the Sixers. And then it quotes me from the month. Well, I'm flattered that it would quote me like that. Do I get a free trip to visit the Aussie guy? Because I'm now part of the media in Australia. So they should, like, fly me down and I can hang out. And... No? I don't want like a pet kangaroo, but I could like hang out with a kangaroo. That would be cool. No. Chip in the Q's responds to my pointing out his frailties in his argument. He says, how dare you? That is the response. He said, how dare you? How dare you?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Back to the NFL, where Bears linebacker Roquan Smith says he wants to be traded from the Chicago Bears in a written statement that was eventually posted on social media. He said, "The new front office regime does not value me here. They've refused to negotiate in good faith. Every step of this journey has been take it or leave it. The deal they sent to me is one that would be bad for myself and for the entire linebacker market if I signed it.
Oh.
So he says,
should we have a bake sale for this guy? Can we raise some money?
No? Sure.
I'll throw in some chocolate chip cookies.
Do we have any cookies left over from Jay Scoop?
I don't know. I took my share. Did you guys take the rest? Who took the rest? Jay Scoop bought like 30-something cookies in here.
Box full of cookies.
It was more than that. It was 60 cookies.
Oh, I got shortchanged it.
But Chris in Houston.
You have the whole box in front of you.
Chris in Houston didn't bring us anything, by the way. It was a bad job by him.
That's true.
I know he's here for his kids to go to Disneyland.
That's a good point.
That's not our problem.
Listen. I mean, it's a quid pro quo, Eddie, when you come in here.
We didn't choose to have kids.
It's not our fault. It's not our fault your kids want to eat you out of house and home, Chris, at Disneyland. I mean, come on, man. Teach your kid intermittent fasting. That's what you got to do.
Father of the year, Ben Maller.
I haven't eaten since Sunday. What are you talking about? Come on, man. Been hanging out. Chilling.
You need some money, Ben? You haven't eaten since Sunday?
Well, that's my bonus, actually. No. I worked it out where if I just skip enough meals, I'm making more money to cover the gas from coming in here now. So I'm so happy. And the internet, Eddie, still working. I was told the internet was going to be down, that I had to come in here, that it was an emergency, Eddie. The internet was going to be down.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, I did notice it is still working.
It works perfectly. There's not a damn thing wrong with the internet. This is at least the third time this has happened to me.
And I was joking as I came into the studio today. This is kind of Roberto's fault if you think about it. Yeah. Do you remember right as you were leaving the studio last night, he made a joke about you having to come in today?
No, you know, you must have known. You knew, you dirty dog. You knew. Somebody told Roberto in the engineering department. You knew. You knew something. Some kind of shenanigans.
It's great to see you, Ben.
Yeah, oh, it's great to be here. So happy to be here. Can I go in the back room and unplug the internet? You know, wrong button, Bob turned off the whole network. There's got to be a button in the back that I can turn off the internet to justify me being here, okay? And I had to move mountains to get here, okay? Anyway. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on. We've got Maller to the third degree coming up in a couple of minutes. And a whole a lot of fun. Whole lot of fun. But let's go back to the phone. Right now, and let's say hello to Andre, who's in the Commonwealth. Hello, Andre. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. I heard that you referenced Roger Goodell and his statement today. You think it has me somehow trembling in my boots. What? Ben, this was a news dump. I don't know if you saw it. I think you referenced it. The Denver Broncos, they sold the team to, Mr. Rob Walton there, net worth of $59 billion. Do you find it interesting, Ben, that Roger Goodell wants to make this ominous, powerful statement about Deshaun Watson and these alleged penalties on the horizon on the same day that he sells the franchise to this, to Daddy Warbucks over here?
Let me repeat here. Multiple violations, egregious, predatory behavior. That's the guy you're defending right there. That's the guy you're defending. Predatory behavior. Let the record show Andre in the Commonwealth supports predatory behavior.
What Andre in the Commonwealth supports is your previous caller who noted that, 24 of the 25 women took the money. Now, that's their business. Reason being, Ben, two grand juries, okay? Two grand juries, we're talking about criminal court, so we don't have enough evidence to proceed, all right? So they're trying this. Yeah.
But you do understand that's irrelevant, that the NFL doesn't care about criminal or civil. They can do whatever they want. They're their own entity. You're making it seem like that cleared Deshaun Watson. You know who doesn't think Deshaun Watson is innocent? The NFL, the Houston Texans, the team that was employing him, because they paid not 24 women. Well, Watson's paid 23 of the 24. The Texans paid 30 women, Andre. 30. There were six others they paid. We don't even know who they are. They got a check.
In civil court, Ben.
Again, but that's all you can get in civil court is a check. There's no charges. There's all you can get is a financial amount. If you sued me or I sued you, let's say I sued you for $100,000, and that's what I want. That's the penalty you have to pay, $100,000, and you say, I'll offer you $90,000. I would take the settlement. I'd lose 10 grand, but I'd make 90,000. But that's it. I got my money.
Exactly. You got your money with the lower standard of proof. Civil court, you only have to have a preponderance.
Do you think Deshaun Watson did anything wrong?
I think he did a lot of things wrong.
And you think he should be punished?
I think he should be punished.
Okay, so you agree with me. We agree. We have a lot of common ground here, Andre. We have a lot of common ground.
A ton of common ground. That's why I say I agree with the 6. I don't mind 8. You make it 12. I don't think it's worthy of a year-long suspension.
17 games. 17 games.
Criminal charges. That's my point.
17 games.
I'm with you, Andre.
17 games.
Okay, you guys want to? And here's my final thing that I'm saying, and my rationale.
And by the way, hold on a second. He ought to get more than 17 games because the Cleveland Browns circumvented the salary cap, and they helped as an accomplice. So if the NFL really wants to punish Watson, they should also punish the Cleveland Brown franchise, which I guess being in Cleveland's punishment enough, but there's got to be some kind of punishment to the Browns franchise for circumventing and helping Watson, who committed the crime after the fact. The Browns came in there and said, we're gonna make this contract so you pay no financial penalty whatsoever.
You just went over the financials, Ben. Now we're gonna punish the Cleveland Browns for being financially prudent. Here's my overall
financially point. Prudent to give a pervert $230 million? Have you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind? He's a subjective pervert. The Texans think he's a pervert. They paid 30 women off.
Civil. Ben, this is
I don't
point.
Care if it's third base. What do you want me to say? Okay, you keep here's going back to civil. Watson said he wasn't going to pay anybody. He paid everybody. Everybody he could pay, he paid.
Is he going to be the first professional athlete to pay somebody in civil court? It happens. As we all know, here's my overarching point with Deshaun Watson so I can make this clear. I'm not defending
You are defending him. The listeners know you're defending him. You are a Deshaun Watson apologist, Andre. Own it. Own it.
What I'm saying, Ben, is if you want to change the protocol, let Deshaun Watson get what was already established, the previous precedent.
I'm done. I got a headache. This is unprecedented. You are comparing Deshaun Watson, the other players in the NFL, they're one or two women, or three at the most, to my knowledge. This is the all 22 plus two backups. You're comparing it to, it is incomparable. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. I like going back and forth, sparring with Andre. He's completely wrong, but that's all right. Here is the Insta trivia. And now that the Hall of Fame weekend has come and gone, we're moving on. So blank has the most receiving yards among NFL players eligible for the Hall of Fame, but not in the Hall of Fame. Again, blank has the most receiving yards among all NFL players who are eligible to be in the Hall of Fame, but not currently in the Hall of Fame. That is the Insta trivia, the answer. And we will have... as well, Maller to the third degree. We'll get to that. We will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth and follow us on Twitter. Actually, follow Ben on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you could tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he is much more than just the call screener. He's the liar and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
I want a steamer.
Stop the music. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
CJ writes in, he says, "You are insane, Maller, only in America. People are not held accountable for their actions. The women took the money. They agreed to get involved with that weirdo. They accommodated him. Now they're offended. Only in America," says CJ. Supermarket Steve pointing out someone needs to tell Andre in the Commonwealth that multiple grand juries found OJ completely innocent of wrongdoing, yet everyone is convinced he murdered them. Well, actually, no, it was actual trial. where O.J. got away with it. He was found guilty in a civil case, although I don't think he's paid any money. He is on Twitter, though, if you want to see O.J. He's on Twitter there. Very active on Twitter. Here's the Insta trivia. Blank has the most receiving yards among NFL players eligible for the Hall of Fame, but not in the Hall of Fame. That is the question. What is the answer? Jeff in Tulsa is going with former Raider, the late Todd Christensen. Who else do we have? Brittany Griner. Nice photo of her there from the Sawman. Who else do we have? Page down. Barney Rubble, guessed by the Cowboy Killer. That's his answer. Cabe Calloway from Milkman Mike. Who else do we have? Teamster Gus says the answer is Roger Craig. Bill Pullman from Ferg Dog. Steve Smith, tossed out by the Palm Desert Rat. That's his answer. Desmond Howard from Sean in the Valley of the Sun. Chris in Des Moines says Frank Wycheck, who was part of an illegal play in the Music City Miracle years ago that for some reason the NFL allowed to stand. Bambi, Lance Allworth from Fields of Green. Pauly B's going with Madonna. There's a relevant reference. The Jolly Green Giant from Chip in the Q's. Tom Pagnozzi, guessed by Mr. Nice Guy. Who else do we have? Page down, page down. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie? Please, I need an answer. It's very important.
Is it former Fresno State Bulldog and Los Angeles Ram Henry Ellard?
The great Henry Ellard. No, it is not Henry Ellard. The correct answer, Palm Desert Rat, I believe, got it right. It is Steve Smith. Steve Smith has 1,731 yards. Reggie Wayne is on that list. Andre Johnson, Anquan Boldin, and Henry Ellard is fifth. Larry Fitzgerald would be number one, but he's not eligible to make the Hall of Fame until 2026.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Goobaloo.
Sam Darnold was asked about rumors that he could be traded during or shortly after the preseason. Darnold said that he was told by the Panthers GM not to worry about it. Ben, do you think the Panthers will keep him around?
Well, they shouldn't. I don't know whether they will or not. They should. Sam Darnold should either get a pink slip or be the starter or get the pink slip, right? He's not a good insurance policy. We know what he is. And how many lives does Sam Darnold have? This is going to test the greater fool theory. The Panthers were idiots to take a flyer on him from the Jets, and now they've got to find another. If they're going to trade him, they've got to find another team. The most likely scenario is he ends up getting released, although the Panthers are so stubborn, they might keep him around for at least half the season. Next!
It was reported this week that the Knicks have the edge over other potential suitors for Donovan Mitchell. Ben, would adding Mitchell along with the signing of Jalen Brunson make the Knicks contenders?
Well, here's the way I see it. Number one, the way I see it, the Knicks, would they be better at the box office? They'd have a headliner. They don't have a headliner right now. They'd sell more tickets. They'd sell more merchandise. Donovan Mitchell would be given the hero's welcome, be put on a pedestal by the New York media machine. Hero worship for Spider Mitchell. But in terms of wins and losses, wins and blankety-blank losses, the Knicks with Spider Mitchell and Jalen Brunson are a contender. They're a faux contender, not a real contender, a faux contender. They're a mid-level Eastern Conference team. Next!
Derrick Henry was asked about his workload this upcoming season, given his injury last year, and Henry told them that he will handle whatever workload it takes to win. Ben, does Henry need to continue having the most attempts in the league for the Titans to be successful?
Two words! Ryan Tannehill! Yes! They don't have a quarterback. Now they don't have A.J. Brown in Nashville. They need to get seven turnovers a game, play amazing special teams, and run, baby, run. Let the good times roll there in Nashville. Otherwise, forget about it. And Derrick Henry, they've got to run him into the ground. They have no other plausible option to be a successful offensive football team other than Derrick Henry. So, yes. All right, there it is. How did we do? Maller to the third degree.
He passes it.
That is a winner. Put it on the board. Yes. That is a winner. I won the game. Roberto, I won the game. I'm a winner, Roberto.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.